Joined right now by the general manager of the Arizona Cardinals. He was named GM on January 8, 2013. He was the 2014 NFL Executive of the Year. Arizona was 8-8 last year. They select Josh Rosen with the 10th pick overall last night, and they've got the 15th pick in the second round this evening. Steve Keim is my guest. Steve, it's great to have you back on. How are you?
Romy, doing great. Appreciate you having me on.
Really good to have you on, Steve. I know you got a busy day ahead of you, but let me get your thoughts on last night. If you go back, Steve, before the start of the day yesterday, what was your mindset and what was your approach going into the first round?
Well, I think number one, we had to be patient and trust our board. Yet at the same time, you know, I had a feeling that based on some of the thoughts, you know, ahead of us, that there would be one or two of those quarterbacks that slid. And, you know, Josh Rosen was a guy that we had our eye on all along. And we were sitting there at 15, and I'm not sure whether he would have lasted to 15 or not, but I certainly didn't want to take the chance. And to me, it was worth being aggressive enough, yet at the same time, not mortgaging the future by preserving our two and at least next year's one, where I can still have some ammo to build around the player. And to me, we got the best pure passer in this draft, a guy who's got great natural mechanics for the position and has a chance to be a real, real franchise quarterback.
We're talking to Steve Keim. You know, to that point, Steve, if I had said to you before the draft, you've got a chance to move up and get this guy, a guy that you had been looking at without mortgaging your future, what would you have said to that?
Well, I mean, it would have been hard to believe. And it goes back probably 3 years ago. I'll never forget, I was at UCLA's practice, and a friend of mine, Noel Mazzoni, who was offensive coordinator, came up to me and said, "Hey, man, 3 years you'll be back. You know, this kid is going to be the number one pick in the draft. He's got a bright future. He's got all the physical tools, and he's got the mental makeup you look for." And so to be able to follow him throughout his career, see the things that he's done at UCLA, see his natural skill set, and then getting to know the person this offseason, we're really excited about him moving forward.
Steve Keim joining us. You know, I love this guy's attitude so much and the fact that he will tell you what's on his mind. For example, he made it very clear, Steve, that he was not happy about the nine teams that he thinks made a mistake by not selecting him. He was fired up that you drafted him. So what was your reaction when you hear him say, quote, "I was pissed. I was really, really angry about being passed over"?
Well, you know, you got to love the confidence. But at the same time, you know, he's got to channel that enthusiasm and excitement and put that chip on his shoulder and do it between the lines. And I have no doubt that he's going to be a great fit with our new offensive coordinator, Mike McCoy, who's coached a couple of different guys with that mentality, like Phillip Rivers and Peyton Manning. You know, two guys that will challenge you, that'll tell you they want more on their plate, whether it's more from a schematical standpoint or to be given more responsibility to line of scrimmage. You know, to me, that's how Josh is wired. And the more you challenge him, the more he'll excel.
Yeah, Steve, I see it the same way. I never understood that rap that, hey, maybe the guy asked too many questions. Maybe he's too smart for his own good. This guy's questioning authority. I mean, doesn't every great quarterback want to know? Don't they challenge coaches on every single level? Isn't that what you want from your quarterback?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, we got guys nowadays that are, you know, getting DUIs and failing drug tests and having domestic abuse issues. And this guy, all he does is go to UCLA, start 3 years, two-time captain, and a 3.8 in economics at UCLA. So I don't know what character is anymore, I guess. But, you know, to me, this is the kind of guy you want running the offense.
Steve Keim joining us. What about that phone call? When you made the call to Rosen to tell him that he was drafted, what was that phone call like?
Well, he was fired up. He said, "I promise I won't let you down." And I told him that's exactly why we picked him, because we believe in him. And, you know, I think he's going to have a bright future. Again, I think it's a good situation for him. We signed Sam Bradford and Mike Glennon in the offseason. Both guys have experience as NFL starters. We know when Sam's healthy that he can spin it as well as anybody. So it's a good situation. He'll come in. He'll be able to learn. But it's on him. I mean, he's got to grow and develop, and we'll put a lot on his plate. And from there, you know, as far as how fast he'll play, that's up to him.
In fact, you know I was going there next, Steve. What about that? How fast will he play? How do you see it playing out? Is there going to be an open quarterback competition?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Wilkes has made that clear. A new head coach has got a great mindset that he's going to play the best 11, and the best 11 that give us a chance to succeed. So I have no doubt that Josh is going to come in and compete. You know, again, how far along he is understanding the system and being NFL ready, we'll see. But it's a great situation to have a quarterback room with guys like those three. And again, there's nothing like competition at every position.
Especially for a young quarterback, too, to step into a situation where you've got David Johnson at running back, you've got Larry Fitzgerald at wide receiver, and then you mentioned your coach, Steve Wilks. You and I have not had a chance to catch up since he arrived as head coach. I've got to say, though, even from a media standpoint, just talking to this guy fired me up. What were your conversations with him like, and what sold you on him as the right man to lead this team?
Well, Michael Bill and I went out on a couple weeks of interviews, and really just felt like this guy had a commanding presence to him. And that's what it was all about. It wasn't hiring an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator. We wanted to find the right leader for the Arizona Cardinals. And when you talk to Steve Wilks, you can tell that his passion, his enthusiasm, and his leadership is infectious. So when we sat down with him, you know, both Michael and I looked at each other, and we had no doubt that this was the right man to lead our organization moving forward. You know, Bruce Arians set a great culture here, put us in a place moving forward where we have a good thing going. But, you know, Steve Wilks now has the ability to step in and put his own fingerprints on this team, and we're really excited about the future here.
Arizona Cards GM Steve Keim joins us for a few more moments. You know, based on our conversations that you and I have had in the past, I know you're not happy with an 8-8 record last season, despite the injuries that the team dealt with. So how hungry are you to get that thing turned around, and then how quickly can it get back to where you're used to being?
Well, big time, and you nailed it, Romy. I mean, you know, the good thing about what we've done here is we've changed the expectations. So 8-8 isn't good enough. And, you know, our goal every year is to win a championship. It starts with the NFC West. There's no doubt that our division is getting tougher with San Francisco and the Rams, what they're doing. And we know Seattle is going to have a good football team. But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way because, you know, to me, competition is what we all look forward to. And to me, the NFC West is going to continue to get stronger and stronger, particularly now that we all have young quarterbacks moving forward.
All right. So what does the rest of today look like for you before the start of the second round?
Well, just like we had talked about, I mean, you know, the one thing is preserving that two. We gave away a third, and we still have another third. So we're going to be able to continue to add playmakers around Josh. There's no doubt there's some different positions that we want to address. But at the same time, we're not going to veer away from my philosophy, which is taking the best player available. We know that your needs in April and May are always changing compared to October and November. You just can't have enough good football players. So our needs today are going to be changing, and there's no doubt that, again, taking the best player available is the best right and mindset to have.
He is the 2014 NFL Executive of the Year, and they got their guy last night in Josh Rosen. The 15th pick in the second round goes to Arizona tonight as well. Steve, I know you're busy. So good to have you on the show. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Have a great night.
Thanks so much, Romy. Always a pleasure.
You too, Steve. Appreciate you very much. I appreciate Steve Keim very much coming on before the start of the second round, as I appreciate a couple of the legends of the game, Chris Melvin and Mark Dalton, making that thing happen, along with the GM. Chris Melvin and Mark Dalton are unbelievable at what they do. The Cards, they are such an amazing jungle team. These guys always handle this thing like the best way possible.